Alignment of all functional strategies. Functional level strategies should align with the corporate and business strategies presented by the organization in its mission, vision, and core value statements. The alignment should be both vertical and horizontal, spanning the entirety of the organization. Horizontal alignment means that the strategies of each functional area also need to complement each other. But this is difficult to achieve in an organization with strong silo walls between each functional area. To achieve successful horizontal alignment, a company must become cross-functional, which requires increased intercommunication and the ability for each business unit to see and understand the company's strategic goals. Let's start by looking at the current state for many organizations. Functionally oriented organizations. Organizations historically have been functionally oriented, organized into departments such as research and development, purchasing, production, distribution, and marketing and sales. These departments have often been compared to grain silos, each operating in its own walled-in world. Not only has communication between such departments been slow and formal, but each department has been given a strong incentive to maximize its own metrics for success regardless of how this impacts other departments. Because the incentives of these departments have often been in opposition, optimizing one has invariably created problems for the others. This results in trade-offs, and the system overall becomes suboptimal. Exhibit 1-34 shows the objectives of some key functional areas and gives some examples of the less than optimal results. Exhibit 1-34, trade-offs in functionally oriented organizations. Key trade-offs from an operations, manufacturing, and or service provision perspective include interactions with sales/marketing and finance. Sales and marketing's highest priority will be customer service, which often results in requests for expedited orders or changes in what is being produced with little notice. Honoring these requests by interrupting current production orders will reduce production efficiency. Not honoring them may affect customer service. Sales and marketing could also desire high production flexibility, which will increase setup costs and reduce economies of scale. Other ways to provide a high level of customer service include maintaining high inventories and/or a distribution network with facilities near each market for rapid delivery. These choices create significant inventory, infrastructure, and labor costs. Finance's highest priority is to minimize inventory and physical assets. Assets on the books are money tied up in the system that cannot be used for other purposes. Such assets usually require having raised money through expensive means, such as debt financing or owner investment. Reducing inventory or having a less extensive distribution network will impact customer service unless more creative methods of satisfying customers are part of the organization's strategy. Another finance priority is to have high production efficiency to minimize costs. This reinforces the goals of operations, except when a focus on short-term cost-cutting hinders long-term goals or customer service. Cross-functional organizations. Taking a cross-functional view of the internal organization essentially means applying the concepts of supply chain management to the internal organizational structures, incentives, and metrics. It may also involve strategic-level analyses of what adds value and what does not add value in a supply chain. Value chain analysis. Arriving at this level of organizational maturity may be part of a larger digital transformation process. Once the organization decides who it wants to partner with and who it can omit, the next thing is to ensure that it is capable of collaborating effectively. Changing organizational structures to become more cross-functional often takes the form of focusing more on process flows than on functional areas. When processes are considered to be more important than the functions that perform them, organizations gain an overall systems perspective, which helps to ensure that each aspect of the process is value-added and takes the final result and the total of all costs into account. A process of getting a new product to market, for example, would start with research and development and then include procurement management, production, distribution, and marketing and sales, including order management. Clearly, this process, as defined, goes outside of what one department might do. However, due to inefficiencies and the need to optimize the overall process, organizations have found it necessary to develop a method of getting these departments to act as one. This unifying role is logistics management. Supply chain managers take the concept of a unifying role beyond even the boundaries of logistics. The most senior supply chain manager might have some degree of authority over an entire process. For example, this role could ensure that product design accounts for the needs of the later parts of the process, including ease of production and distribution. Similarly, a person in this position could ensure that overall inventory targets are maintained. When appropriate, a unifying role such as this might also work with other support functions, such as finance, information systems, or human resources, to ensure that the needs of the overall process come first. Often, supply chain managers will also be involved in risk management from an organization and/or supply chain perspective, because they have the big picture perspective that risk management requires. Risk management is needed in supply chains because these are complex systems that are often streamlined to the point where a failure in any part could create a supply disruption. This in turn can lead to dissatisfied or lost customers. Identifying, analyzing, and creating plans for how to address risks can often be less costly than simply reacting to events after they occur. Insurance is a good example of a value-added risk tool. Other examples include geographic diversification to reduce the risk of disruption from severe weather and other regional events, redundancy to allow for operations to be resilient. For example, the same part can be made in two different plants, and getting supply from multiple sources rather than just one. Investing in resilience does have a cost trade-off, however, in part because it can reduce economies of scale. For example, a supplier who gets all of the business can have a larger, more dedicated plant. When unifying roles such as that of a supply chain manager are added, it is vital that the organization clearly designate a chain of command for production and inventory control. This way, any consensus opinion on tactics or operations can be enforced, and planners and other professionals will understand how to direct their concerns or challenge these decisions when needed. Production and inventory control professionals will know their processes and current issues best and need to be able to provide input into any larger discussions. There is also a real risk in this type of organizational structure of having the two-boss problem, where a given individual is given conflicting commands from different managers. Conversely, if the supply chain management position is given no real authority, it may be unable to accomplish the overall goals of process streamlining and end result effectiveness. Cross-functional organizations also need cross-functional measurements and incentives, such as what is assessed in a person's performance review. For example, equipment and/or staff utilization could be assessed alongside changes in inventory levels. This would provide a disincentive to building up inventory just to keep production equipment or personnel in use. Becoming a cross-functional organization will not eliminate the trade-offs discussed earlier, but the players involved will better understand the total impact of their decisions and might therefore agree on a third way that balances all parties' needs. Some of the methods discussed elsewhere in this text, such as sales and operations planning for medium-term balancing and master scheduling for short-term balancing, help to achieve this consensus path between inventory and other customer service costs and production efficiency. Some organizations will be able to implement systems such as lean manufacturing or apply the theory of constraints to execution to achieve better results for many of these objectives simultaneously.